Hello and welcome to Art Crush. We're going deeper into the Charlotte arts scene where there's more than meets the eye. We're crushing on leading artists, style setters, collectors, and curators. On this episode, we continue our conversation with art curator Alan Blevins about the photography exhibit now at the Mint Museum, Divelar e Detonar, translates to reveal and detonate. This is a powerful show featuring the work of Mexico's leading photographers. And I was so lucky I had the chance to walk through the exhibition with Alan, and then we sat down and talked some more. Well, one of the if you go into Reveal and Detonate with an idea of what you think you're going to see, you're going to be really surprised. Because on the one hand, you will see there's an incredible video that plays on a loop about Juarez, which is Juarez. It's in the news constantly. So many young women and women have disappeared and been the victims of violent, brutal crime in Juarez, Mexico. And it's a haunted and haunting place. And in the video, you're confronted with that. So on the one hand, that's maybe ripped right from the headlines when you walk in. On the other hand, there's a very formal and almost fairy tale quality to some of the work. Diego Marino, as you know, when we went through the, you had to drag me away from the Diego Marino pieces.
Yeah, no, the as we talk about the exhibition and expectations, you have to go into this exhibition with a mind that's open and willing to be challenged. Diego Marino is one of the artists that that I've had the opportunity to spend a good amount of time with. I love his work. I personally collect his work. The series that's in the Mint Museum exhibition is called Guardians of Memory. And Diego is, he's from Chiapas, the state of Chiapas. And Chiapas is one of the poorest states in Mexico. It also is one of the states that has the highest indigenous population. And in what Diego's doing in this series, Guardians of Memory, is looking at this mix, this emergence, this conflict between the pre-Columbian, pre-Hispanic culture, and also the Catholic beliefs. And what he's done is looked at this this belief in Chiapas, and particularly in his small village in Chiapas, that the more lies you tell, the more deceitful you are, the more hideous you are
on the inside,
that you may see yourself as beautiful, but others see you as this distorted, grotesque creature. And so he's got images of a family dinner, and whether it's the abuela, the grandmother, or the tia, the aunt, sitting at the head of sitting at the table, and it's this really grotesque figure, but in this beautiful, colorful dress that
in the family home, in the most family mundane, home with everyone, comfortable,
but it's a normal. You see a normal conversation. Yeah. Everyone's sitting around dinner, but you can see this grotesque monster. And what he's doing is saying, capturing, this is how everyone's actually sees you. You see yourself as just the normal person there, but we all see you as what you are, because the more deceitful you are, the more grotesque you become.
Part of what I love about his series at the Mint is, on the one hand, there is a magical fairy tale quality to it, right? You feel transported. You feel like you're in some sort of the outtakes from a wonderful, scary movie for children that's a morality fable. Yeah. On the other hand, when you're standing there, you're looking at these photographs, and you've got this monstrous abuela, this monstrous grandmother, and this little boy who's kind of, he knows that he has to show respect, but he's kind of repulsed at the same time. And yet all of the homely details of everyday family life are in the image. And it's the kind of image that you think comes from a dream or an illustration. You don't think of that as something the camera would capture.
Oh, absolutely. And, and what he's doing is putting these figures in an everyday environment. But, the everyday environment there can be dramatic, and it can be beautiful. I mean, with the, you know, standing outside, there's another image where the lady that is holding lilies, and she's sitting outside at night, and it's just fanciful. It's beautiful. It is like a fairy tale. But one of the things that I was so excited about bringing this exhibition to Charlotte is, for example, Diego Marino was named by the British Journal of Photography last year as one of the top young photographers in the world to be on the outlook for. You know, this is the first time that, you know, his work and many of the other works have been seen in the U.S. They've been seen in Europe, South America, Mexico, some cases Canada, but for a lot of these artists, this is the first time their work's been seen, not only in Charlotte, but the first time some of the work's been seen in the United States.
Which makes it an incredible opportunity to go to the Mint and see the show, because
absolutely.
You really are seeing something new. The last time I went, I was standing in front of one of the Marino pieces, and standing there side by side with a complete stranger who turned to me and said, "It's funny, but I never really thought of photography like this. I think of photography as documentary." But what is very revelatory about Reveal and Detonate is the way these artists are using the camera to reveal inner landscapes, not just documenting the world around them.
Absolutely. And one of the artists in Reveal and Detonate that I think does a beautiful job with using your term inner landscape, which I love, is Karina Juarez.
Let's talk about that.
And, you know, Karina was also, her work was also in the exhibition. It was at LACA Projects. What Karina does is, and you'll see in the exhibition, a series of self-portraits, images where she's capturing herself, but also landscape images. And what she's doing is using the human body, her body, and the earth, our environment, to demonstrate both the power and the fragility. You know, there's an image that she took, and I believe it was taken in Oaxaca after an earthquake, and you see the fissure, the splitting of the earth, and this house sinking into that. It demonstrates the fragility of earth, but also the power to create that type of tension that would cause the earth to split. And her images of herself, you know, she's dealing with a very violent, very traumatic experience that happened in her life. And, you know, she's using photography as a way to understand the pain that she felt. And in order to put that behind her, she felt like she had to challenge her body to test the limits, to test the fragility of herself, to bring back those memories. So it's both, again, it's demonstrating her power, but also the fragility of
the powerlessness
she experienced. So there's one image that's one of my favorite images in the whole exhibition, and it's Karina, and she's in the jungle, and she covered herself with honey, and she's turned her back to the camera, and you see her back, her lower part of the body's draped. And she used a camera that's on a tripod with automatic exposures that's clicking. And she laid there perfectly still and let ants cover her body. And I asked her, I said, "Was that not painful?" She said, "It was very painful. It was painful to hold herself still. It was painful, but it was, for her, it was experiencing the pain of that." And, you know, the fragility, the decay, to help her come to terms with a memory in her past,
almost
to overcome that.
almost like self-flagellation in a way.
In a way, it is. But, you know, she had also undergone hypnosis to deal with this, and this was a way for her to manifest that physically. And she's using, like a lot of the photographers in Diva Laura Detton, a lot of these are very personal images. And, you know, they're not afraid to use photography to document that. And so she's using photography as part of her journey and as a documentation. And while they are challenging, they're also stunningly beautiful images.
We'll be right back with Art Crush, brought to you by the Mint Museum. Did you know the Mint was North Carolina's first art museum? There's an amazing history and an exciting future. Visit now to enjoy special exhibitions on fashion and photography and events for all ages. There's so much to see and experience this year and every year at the Mint. Check out all the latest at mintmuseum.org. Now back to the conversation on Art Crush. Even the human, let's talk a little bit about the human body in this show, because there are some extraordinary images of the human body that are breathtaking. And part of what is, I wouldn't say shocking, but bracing when you come around the corner and confront some of these images is that advertising has habituated all of us and socialized all of us to have certain expectations for the human body. And these are images that are incredibly formal and beautifully composed that reject all of that.
I really like looking at the body, but also looking at sexuality. So this, you know, this exhibition will have you thinking about a lot of different things, and including, you know, questioning gender, sexuality. And Luis Arturo Aguirre is one of the artists in the exhibition that, you know, his work is, again, they're beautiful. He's from Acapulco. And, you know, he's done
his
this series.
His use of color.
Oh, well, I asked him about the use of color. First of all, his color, he said, I'm using the colors of my city, my landscape, Acapulco. So there are these vibrantly, beautifully colored backgrounds. And the images, it's called, the series in English is called Undressed. And what he's done, it's all about the transformation. And he's taken individuals, including himself, and has transformed them. And it goes back to his childhood. You know, he was, you know, he talks about, I talked to him about this, and he talks about his playing with his sister's dolls and dressing them. And he also talked about walking through the market in Acapulco with his tia, with his aunt, when he was about 11, 12 years old, and he saw what was clearly a man dressed as a woman. And he was a little confused, and he asked his aunt, and she just clearly said, well, it's a man who prefers to dress as a woman. And that, he became obsessed from that point with that. And so what he's done, it's really more the transformation. So he's taken people off the street, he's taken, they may be gay, they may be straight, he's taken relatives, he's taken himself, and he's transformed them into these beautiful women. But the undressed part of this is, it's really important for him to show it's just the bare male body, but with this beautiful face where he's
beautiful
transformed them.
Cosmetics and hair. Do you know what's fun about this? So at 11 or 12 years old, he became fascinated by this. I was talking to a Mint employee who brought her daughter to see the show, and she was mesmerized by that series of images. And so she was talking to her mom about it, and she said, I think these are men who are dressed to look like women, but they're all very, very beautiful. Mm-hmm. And it's so, in some ways, and it's always wonderful when an artist locks into and never leaves a moment in childhood, because we all grow up and we lose that sense of wonder. To see that his wonder in that kind of transformation is conveyed so beautifully to a child.
It is. And if you go back to what I was talking about with Luis's work, I mean, when he talks about playing with his sister's Barbies, You can see that in the images.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he does everything with the recreation. This is a lot of the work in DeVillar Detonaris, what I would consider performance work. They just capture it with photography, and Luis's work is performance. He takes these people. They're not transgender, they're not drag, they're people he just will get, he transforms them. To him, it's all about the transformation. He not only does he do the photography, and the photography is stunningly beautiful, but he does everything. He does the makeup, he does the hair. He had never done makeup before. That was his first experiment with transforming someone, and that's part of what this is in that series of, I think there's six photographs, including one of those that is Luis. I think Luis is one of the portraits that's in there, which you would never know, because he went through this period where I've talked to him. I said, well, are you sure this is you in the photograph, because it looks nothing like you? You know, he went on like a three-month diet to lose weight, then he shaved his head, waxed his chest.
That's a commitment, Alan. I would agree.
Well, here's the commitment. He did that, made himself, and did the photograph, did not like it, went back and did the whole thing again like 3 months later.
Oh, that's a commitment again.
Yeah.
Especially because the first waxing, you didn't know how bad that was going to be.
Oh, he said it was so painful that he could barely sit there to do the photograph.
Here's what's super cool about Art Crush. If you just go to the show, you miss some of these stories. You may not have known that the artist himself is one of the images. And the Barbie doll connection is really important, because that just made me, as you said that, I went, oh, that explains it. You look at these six images, and at first you think you're looking at the same person six
yeah.
times, and you're not. Then you realize these are six different people. But each one has a certain idealized, glassy, doll-like quality that allows you to impose your own imagination in the very way that Barbie dolls are designed for little girls to do that.
Oh, absolutely. And this is another example of why it's such a great opportunity for people here in Charlotte, is Luis Arturo's work has been shown in France. This work was an award recipient at the biennial in Mexico City, and just earlier, in fall of 2017 at the Photography Biennial in Montreal, this all over Brazil, South America. This is the first time that his work has been seen in the United States, both here and previously at the Light Factory exhibition that they had exposed Expuesta.
Well, you had said a few minutes ago that one of the things that you'll confront at the exhibition are ideas about gender. And in Mexico, there's a third gender.
Yep.
And this features in the show. So talk a little bit about that for people that will be experiencing that for the first time.
Yeah. Nelson Morales is a young photographer from Oaxaca in the south of Mexico. And Oaxaca has a high indigenous population. In the coastal plain south Oaxaca, in the small isolated area, in the Zapotec culture there's what's identified as a third gender. There's pockets of this that you'll find in about seven places around the world, very isolated ancient societies. The Zapotec culture there, you know, is way pre-Columbian. As far as anyone can remember, there's always been a third gender. There's been male, female, and muche. Muche is identified in this region as someone who's born male, but they assume roles and more of a female identity, and it's just accepted in society. There's really not stigmatism, and it actually, most people identify as muche when they're about 10 to 11 years old, preteen, typically, and the family considers it a blessing if they have a Muche in the family.
Well, let's talk about this, because in the United States, there's so much confusion in our culture. There's so much confusion and defensiveness and misinformation about gender identity versus sexual orientation. And in a show that's so much about identity, I think the inclusion of the Muche is so important, because it does force you to think about what is identity versus orientation,
and
all of these other things we've layered on top of it.
Yeah, and the thing about what I love about Nelson Morales's work with the Muche culture. So he, first of all, you know, he's been doing this work for about 7 years, so he's also using the body of work to better understand his own sexual identity. When, you know, Nelson had identified early on as being gay, but had this internal, you know, he describes as just could not loathe the idea of being identified as Muche, because he didn't understand it. Even though he was from that region and it was very well accepted, there was still, even there, you know, this, you know, am I Muche? So it's still, even he challenged that notion. But, you know, he used this, the more he got to know his subjects, the people he were photographing, the more he came to terms with self-identifying as Muche. But the culture there, you know, what, you know, without having these norms, this stigma against how you self-identify, you know, and you know, if you're Muche there, you're just a Muche.
You just are.
You just are Muche. You know, you may dress as in female clothes, you may dress in male clothes, but you, how you think of yourself is as a female. You know, there, even the Catholic Church there has an annual blessing of the Muches, where there's a day and all the Muches are in the church, and there's actually the priest does a blessing for the Muches. So turning society on its head, you know, again, it's going back and looking at what this exhibition does in a lot of cases, which is looking at this blending of this indigenous ancient cultures with the Catholic Church and modern society.
And shows you, too, that even the Catholic Church is capable of adaptation and flexibility when confronted with an ancient indigenous culture like this. It's one of the interesting things that you see about Catholicism as it's practiced and experienced in Mexican culture, is you do see that it's a very different Catholic Church than St. Gabe's on Providence Road in Charlotte.
It is. And, you know, a lot of the artists deal with the fact that the Catholic Church in Mexico has dealt with this integrating of the indigenous beliefs and indigenous traditions, and in a lot of cases found a way to make that work.
Alan Blevins, the organizer of In Focus and Foque with Bank of America, is talking to us about Develar y Detonar, Reveal and Detonate, this incredible exhibition of contemporary Mexican photography that's at the Mint Museum through June 17th. Be sure to tune in for more. And thank you for joining us for Art Crush. Hey, if you're feeling inspired or even obsessed, it's time to go deeper. Become a member of the Mint Museum today. Visit year-round, see the exhibitions, bring the kids for special family programs, join your friends for WOW, Wine on Wednesday, and other fun events. It's a win-win. You enjoy the benefits of membership and the benefits of building a stronger arts community, one we can all love, take pride in, and crush on. Find out more at mintmuseum.org. This is Sherry Lynch inviting you to tune in to the next Art Crush, coming soon.